online, on the app, and on your smart speaker. From yesterday to today, it's the very best in country with David Phelps on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Evening, folks. Welcome along to the Hazer Country Show. I'm Dave Phelps, and this is Vince Gill. Sound of Vince Gill starting things off this week. So, hello and welcome along to the Hazer Country Show here on 107.8 Tone FM with me, Dave Phelps, where, well, I've got 2 hours of great country music coming up to you live here from the studios at Tone FM right here in the heart of Taunton. And coming up tonight, well, we've got the likes of Dwight Yoakam, Ronnie Millsap, Shooter Jennings, Creed Fisher, Patti Loveless. We've got songs from the 1960s from Bobby Bear, George Jones and Tony Joe White. The Swamp Fox, of course. I've got the album of the week from James McMurtry, his album The Horses and the Hounds. Brand new singles from Carrie Underwood and Sheryl Crow. And we've got the Triple Play Connection, which is tracks from Toby Keith, Corb London, Hank Williams Jr., plus a lot of other stuff that I couldn't fit into that list. So we've got a lot to get through in the next 2 hours. And a big shout out and a thank you to Ian Williams for the 4 to 6 drive time show this afternoon. I bumped into him when I came into the studio and met his mate Ken Spruce. What a nice guy he is as well. So anyway, don't go anywhere else. Stay tuned in and listen to some great songs like this from the Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
that took old Reuben's shoes. And I wonder to be there with him in that sky of gray. We'd sit on a cloud and cry out loud till tomorrow is yesterday. Oh, country girl.
Country Girl from the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, which was the opening track on their 1973 debut album, which was simply called the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. A song written by lead singer and guitarist Randall Chowning, and a band that were signed to the A&M record label. And the reason A&M signed them up is because they were looking for a band to compete with the Eagles, who were signed to the Asylum record label at the time. And record producer Glyn Johns, who had worked with the Eagles previously, he brought the Ozark Mountain Daredevils over to London to record their first album at the Island Studios in London. And the Island Studios, well, that's actually where the Eagles' first two albums were also recorded. And I see the band, the Ozarks, they recently celebrated their 50th anniversary with several performances a few weeks ago at the Landers Theatre in Springfield, Missouri. So I'm sure that must have been a good band to see playing live just a few weeks ago. But from the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, we're going to move on now to this from Della May. Chasing me down, but it ain't my time. Lindy Ortega there, a Canadian singer-songwriter who released her first album back in 2001. But that was from her 2011 album, Little Red Boots. The song was called Jimmy Dean. And she toured and supported, I see, Kevin Costner in his band Modern West a few years ago. And whilst we're on the subject of Kevin Costner, have any of you been watching or have you watched the Yellowstone series on TV? We've watched the first two series. We're waiting for series three to arrive here. Can't wait to see that. But it's an absolutely fantastic... how can I describe it? Ranching country, lots of country music in it. Ryan Bingham, he stars in it as well as Kevin Costner. So, yes, we're looking forward to seeing Kevin Costner on TV before too long. Before that, we had Della May with Hounds, which came from their 2013 album, This World Oft Can Be. And, of course, they're a really well-known bluegrass band formed back in 2009 and who were joined by Celia Wordsmith in 2011, who wrote that particular track, Hounds. And a band who's already been busy performing live this year, and at the weekend I see they were performing at the Winter Wondergrass Festival, which is held in the spectacular mountain scenery of Tahoe in California. So what a great festival to go to that would have been. And if you're into your bluegrass music, well, the good news is Della May, they will be touring the UK in August and September. So that is something to look forward to for all you bluegrass fans. Last week, I played a track from James McMurtry, and unfortunately, the whole track didn't play because... the end of the track was faded out. We had the news to play, and I thought, oh, what a shame, what a great track it is. It's such a shame to have faded it out. So I thought, oh, I need to play it again. So even better than that, I decided to choose James McMurtry as the artist for my album of the week this week. The particular album I've chosen is his album called The Horses and the Hounds, which came out last year. And he's an artist I've admired for many years, and he isn't afraid to say it like it is in many of his songs, often about the sort of dysfunctional and oppressed parts of modern society. But he's a great lyricist, and here he is with What's the Matter?
What's the matter? larger bills came. We're down on our knees. Insurance pays when they damn well please. I sent home the money as soon as I could. Sent it home to Sancho like a good man should. What's the matter? What's the matter now? What's the matter? What's the matter now? What's the matter? What's the matter now? What's the matter? What's the matter now?
Online, on the app, and on your smart speaker. This is the Hazer Country Show with David Phelps on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
I've been sinking like a rock in this high society. 'Cause all that means so much to them don't mean shit to me. If I were into money, fame, and power, I'd be sold. But I know I tried and I just can't find that solid country gold. Now I was born in Nashville, but I left there long ago. 'Cause they built Music City by sacrificing soul. LA ain't much different except they got them fancy clothes. And there's nary a sight or a leaving light of solid country gold. I'll shake off my load. We'll take it down to Texas where we'll kiss that yellow rose. Find ourselves some loving in solid country gold.
Solid Country Gold there from Shooter Jennings from his 2005 debut album, which was called Put the O Back in Country. And I see that Shooter, he's announced recently that he's not going to be touring as a solo performer in the future. He intends to spend more time on music production and hosting his own electric radio show. So that's a bit confusing. I don't know what's going on with Shooter because he's booked to be performing in Newcastle and London in June. So maybe, I don't know. He says he's not going to be touring as a solo performer, so maybe he's going to be touring with his band. So let's, fingers crossed. So if you've got tickets to see Shooter Jennings in Newcastle or London in June this year, yeah, I'm sure he'll be there with his band. So next, what have we got next? We're going to move on to, we're going to move back. We're going to go back in time a bit to the 1960s with a track from Bobby Bear. And before that one, this one from George Jones.
I feel tears welling up, calling deep inside like my heart's from a big brain. races on and here comes right at the back stretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. I dig a holding back. I try not to fall. My heart's out of the running. Pull up, scratch, on, what do you say? The race is on and it looks like heartaches. One day I adventured in love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. How little the fear when you're up each morning thinking that you're gone from me. Waited in vain in my heart for the day was the one I hate to face. Somebody new came up to win her, I came out in second place. So now the race is on and here comes pride at the back stretch.
Online, on the app, and on your smart speaker. This is the Hazer Country Show with David Phelps on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
On fire. Teardrops fell on Mama's note when I read the thing she wrote. She said, we miss you, son, we love you, come on home. Well, I didn't have to pack, I had it all right on my back. Now I'm 500 miles away from home.
I know this is the same road I took the day I left home, but it sure looks different now. Well, I guess I look different too, 'cause time changes everything. I wonder what they'll say when they see their boy looking this way.
Bobby Bear and 500 Miles Away From Home, which was the title track of his 1963 album. A song originally written by Hedy West in 1961, but it was Bobby Bear who really had the most commercial success with that song, and it was a top 10 hit in the charts at the time. And a song, believe it or not, has been recorded in many, many languages, including Albanian, Bengali, Czech, German, Hindi, Slovenian and Vietnamese. So wherever you are in the world, you'll hear that song sung, I'm sure. And before Bobby Bear and his 1963 song, we had George Jones and a song from 1964 called The Race Is On, which came from George's album I Get Lonely in a Hurry. And a song that, well, that was a huge hit, and written by Don Rollins. And Don wrote the song after visiting the Turf Paradise racetrack in Phoenix, Arizona. So he obviously saw the horses charging around there and thought, I'll write a song about that. The Race Is On. Two great tracks. Next, we've got my second track from my album of the week from James McMurtry. The album is his 2021 album called The Horses and the Hounds. And James McMurtry, he was someone who was born in Fort Worth, Texas. Now, I've not been fortunate enough to go to Fort Worth, Texas, but when I think of Fort Worth, Texas, I think of Billy Bob's, the big country music dance hall venue. I think of the Stockyards as well. I assume everybody that's in Fort Worth is either from a ranching or a farming background. But no, that's not the case. James McMurtry, his father was a novelist and his mother was an English professor. So not everyone from Fort Worth, in my I've discovered, is from a farming or ranching background. But here he is with Decent Man.
Is more than just a decent man, best friend I ever had. When you're shooting at a coffee can, a 38 don't kick that bad, but it kicks right through my bones every second of every day, clacking by like cobblestones under broken wheels. And if the truth be known, I wasn't doing that well. I wasn't paying attention. I brought it on myself and I blamed it on the gods that seemed to smile on everybody else. I got so inside out, I didn't know what was real. My fields are empty now. My ground won't take the plow. It's washed down to gravel and stones. It's only good for burying bones. I took the pistol off the wall. Somebody hollered, put it back. Sit down, Dad, before you fall down. You got no earthly use for that. But I slipped out the kitchen door, saddled up the swayback mule, cinched it tight and swung on board. Rode off like a drunken fool. Rode right on off the world, just like it never mattered none. There wasn't nothing but me and the hurt and the biting cold and the heft of that gun and the pocket of a sheepskin coat. Moonlight in a madman's eye for the unfairness of it all. Surely something had to die. My fields are empty now. My ground won't take the plow. It's washed down to gravel and stones. It's only good for burying bones. And the flash was the last I saw of the world when it was still right. I didn't watch him fall. I knew I'd hit him good, twice in the chest without a thought. Turned the mule towards the county seat like I knew I ought. My fields are empty now. My ground won't take the plow. It's washed down to gravel and stones. It's only good for burying bones. My fields are empty now. My ground. nothing I can say. We sit here of an afternoon till it's time for her to go away. She rides home on that same mule that brought me to this place. Don't know how she even stands to look upon her daddy's face. He is more than just a decent man, best friend I ever had. When you're shooting at a coffee can, 38 don't kick that bad.
Online, on the app, and on your smart speaker. From yesterday to today, it's the very best in country with David Phelps on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Atkins there. I forgot to mention it. Oh, that caught me out. That was live radio, folks. Red Atkins. And if you want to message the show, don't forget we've got a WhatsApp page here. So the number to use if you do want to message me is 01823 286 88. So that's 01823 286 88. I'd be great to hear from you. Just put your name at the end of the message so I know who it's from. And I've already had a couple messages. Ian, who... Yes, Ian, who was in here between 4 and 6 presenting the Drive Time show, he says he's enjoying the show, and it's from his from my warm-up man, Ian. So thank you, Ian. And also Jenny Ruddock, she's dancing around the kitchen with the dog at the moment to the music. So thank you, Jenny Ruddock, as well. And don't forget, as well as listening to the show live, you can also listen again if you go to the Tone FM website. You can always listen again to the show. It comes up usually the following day or the day after. So if you enjoyed it so much you want to listen again, you can. Or if you missed it, you know, catch up with it that way. So that was Red Atkins with What They're Talking About, which came from his 1995 album, A Thousand Memories. And that was his first single from his debut album. And between 1995 and 2008, he released six studio albums, but nothing since 2008. And the reason for that is he decided to stick to songwriting, which was the direction he wanted to take. And he's certainly done well with that, because he's written songs for the likes of John Pardy, William Michael Morgan, Luke Bryan, Brooks and Dunn, Blake Shelton, Jason Aldean, and he also written for his son Thomas Rhett. So whilst we're talking about his son Thomas Rhett, here he is.
Quit hunting with my daddy, guess I didn't make the time. And it's been a year since I seen a deer at a smallmouth on a line. The other day I hooked a monster, and as I reeled him in, I thought, man, it feels good to be country again.
Thomas Rhett and Country Again. Next, we've got a brand new single from Carrie Underwood, which is called Ghost Story, and this is a song she sang at the Grammy Awards on Sunday night, where she also won her 8th Grammy for Best Roots Gospel Album category. But she didn't wear the necklace that she wore in 2013 at the Grammy Awards in 2013, which at the time was worth $31 million. So she didn't wear that one this time. So I don't know where that necklace is now, but safely locked away, I'm sure. And I see she's just finished a series of performances in Vegas, in the Vegas Las Vegas Resorts World Theatre. And she's back there again in May. If you're in Vegas in May, go and look up Carrie Underwood. But here she is with her brand new single, Ghost Story.
Smart speaker. This is the Hazer Country Show with David Phelps on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
I wanna be like start waving. Mamas, don't let them grow up to be cowboys like me. One girl that can claim, and 10 more in between. I wanna be like Waylon, I wanna be like Hank, I wanna be an outlaw and take it from a bank. I wanna do it my way,
Fisher there and his tribute to Waylon Jennings and Hank Williams, and the song was called I Wanna Be Like Waylon, and who wouldn't wanna be like Waylon? That came from Creed Fisher's 2014 album Ain't Scared to Bleed. And I see Creed Fisher, he's got a new album coming out on Friday, yeah, this Friday, 8th of April, and to combine with that, I think he's got gigs coming up, certainly all across Arizona in April as well. So, yeah, look out for that. New album from Creed Fisher coming out. So we're fast approaching the top of the hour, but we'll be back again after 8 o'clock with the second hour of the Country Music Show. But to take us out of the first hour, we've got a track from Todd Snyder with Billy Joe Shaver's son Eddie on lead guitar. So here's Todd Snyder with All Right Guy, and I'll see you after the news.
You know, just the other morning, I was hanging around in my house. I had that new book with pictures of Madonna naked. I was checking it out.